Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam, Text 14. Tatonyata kinshanayad vivapshata pritag drishastat kritarupa namabhi Nakarichit kva pichadusti tamatir labeta vita heta nor iva padam. Tatonyata kinshanayad vivakshata pritagdrishastat kritarupa namabhi. Nakarichit kva pinadusti tamatir labeta vita hata nor ivaspadam. Tata.
Tata.
From that.
From that.
Anyata.
Anyata.
Apart.
Apart.
Kinchana.
Kinchana.
Something.
Something.
Yat.
Yat.
Whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
Vivakshata,
vivakshata,
desiring to describe,
desiring to describe,
pritak,
pritak,
separately,
separately,
drisha,
drisha,
vision,
vision,
tatkrita,
tatkrita,
reactionary to that,
reactionary to that,
Rupa.
Rupa.
Form.
Form.
Namabhi.
Namabhi.
By names.
By names.
Nakarichit.
Nakarichit.
Never.
Never.
Kvapi.
Kvapi.
Any.
Any.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Dushtita.
Dushtita.
Mati.
Mati.
Oscillating mind.
Oscillating mind.
Labeta.
Labeta.
Gains.
Gains.
Vata ahata.
Vata ahata.
Troubled by the wind.
Troubled by the wind.
No.
No.
Boat.
No.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Like.
Aspadam.
Aspadam.
Plate.
Place.
Place.
Translation. Whatever you desire to describe that is separate in vision from the Lord simply reacts with different forms, names, and results to agitate the mind, as the wind agitates a boat which has no resting place. Please repeat. Whatever you desire to describe,
whatever you desire to describe,
that is separate in vision from the Lord,
that is separate in vision from the Lord,
simply reacts,
simply reacts,
with different forms, names, and results,
with different forms, names, and results,
to agitate the mind,
to agitate the mind,
as the wind agitates a boat,
as the wind agitates a boat,
which has no resting place.
Which has no resting place.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Vyasadeva is the editor of all descriptions of the Vedic literatures, and thus he has described transcendental realization in different ways, namely by fruitive activities, speculative knowledge, mystic power, and devotional service. Besides that, in his various Puranas, he has recommended the worship of so many demigods in different forms and names. The result is that people in general are puzzled how to fix their minds in the service of the Lord. They are always disturbed about finding the real path of self-realization. Srila Narada Dev is stressing this particular defect in the Vedic literatures compiled by Vyasadeva, and thus he is trying to emphasize describing everything in relation with the Supreme Lord and no one else. In fact, there is nothing existent except the Lord. The Lord is manifest in different expansions. He is the root of the complete tree. He is the stomach of the complete body. Pouring water on the root is the right process to water the tree, as much as feeding the stomach supplies energy to all parts of the body. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva should not have compiled any Puranas other than the Bhagavat Purana, because a slight deviation from that may create havoc for self-realization. If a slight deviation can create such havoc, then what to speak of deliberate expansion of the ideas separate from the absolute truth, personality of Godhead? The most defective part of worshipping the demigods is that it creates a definite conception of pantheism, ending disastrously in many religious sects, detrimental to the progress of the principles of the Bhagavatam. which alone can give the accurate direction for self-realization, an eternal relation with the personality of Godhead by devotional service and transcendental love. The example of the boat disturbed by whirling wind is suitable in this respect. The diverted mind of the pantheist can never reach the perfection of self-realization due to the disturbed condition of the selection of object. Translation again. Whatever you desire to describe that is separate in vision from the Lord simply reacts with different forms, names, and results to agitate the mind as the wind agitates a boat which has no resting place. So, Srila Vyasadeva compiled many Vedic literatures, but the different literatures seem to recommend different processes. Some recommend karma yoga, some recommend jnana yoga, some recommend astanga yoga, and some recommend bhakti yoga. So how is an ordinary person supposed to know what path to follow? Similarly, different Puranas mention different demigods or worshipable deities. Some mention Shiva, some mention Durga, some mention Vishnu, some mention Lakshmi. So how is an ordinary person supposed to know what deity to worship? So Sri Narada is chiding Srila Vyasadeva because he compiled so many literatures that give so many prescriptions, both of processes to follow and of deities to worship. And therefore, ordinary people become confused. Srila Prabhupada in the purport goes so far to say that Srila Vyasadeva should not have compiled the other Puranas, but he should simply have compiled the Bhagavad Purana, which gives clear direction as to the means of worship, which is devotional service or bhakti yoga, and the object of worship, which ultimately is Sri Krishna, Krishna's true Bhagavan Swayam. So, what is the effect of reading so many different literatures without a clear conception of the goal and of the means to the goal? The result is that people's minds just become agitated. They don't know what process to follow, and they don't know what goal to pursue. So they become confused. And sometimes they adopt a lesser process or worship a lesser deity, and they become very convinced about their method and very attached to their method. And then when someone tells them about the superiority of devotional service to Lord Vishnu or Krishna, they become more agitated. And they accuse the devotees of being sectarian or limited or being fanatical or sentimental. Um, So therefore, the guidance of the spiritual master was required for Vyasadeva, the guidance of Sri Narada Dev. Although Vyasadeva was so advanced in spiritual consciousness, still he needed guidance. And the fact that he needed guidance, or the fact that his spiritual master corrected him, does not diminish his value or his attainments in devotional service. Because even after liberation, the disciple depends on the instructions of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. His spiritual master, Sri Ishwarapuri, had instructed him simply to chant names of Krishna and not to meddle in the subject of Vedanta. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accordingly began to chant the holy name of Krishna. And after some time, he became bewildered about his condition. And thus he returned to his spiritual master and inquired. He said, "My dear master, you have instructed me to chant the holy names of Krishna, and I have been doing so according to your instruction. But I find now that I have become overwhelmed by different emotional transformations. Sometimes I laugh, sometimes I cry, sometimes I dance like a madman without any care for others' opinions. And I fear that I have become mad by chanting. So please enlighten me. What is my position?" And of course, Ishwarapuri replied that, "My dear child, I'm very pleased with you because you are manifesting the symptoms of love of Godhead, which is the goal of chanting Hare Krishna." So Srila Prabhupada comments in the purport that such ecstatic symptoms are possible only on the liberated platform. One cannot exhibit such symptoms on the material platform. Of course, one may imitate, but as far as the actual symptoms of ecstatic love of Godhead, they manifest naturally when one comes to the liberated stage. So Srila Prabhupada makes the point that Lord Chaitanya was already liberated. Even then, he consulted his spiritual master. And therefore, the disciple always remains dependent on the guidance of the spiritual master, even when the disciple is liberated. So here too we find Vyasadeva. He's also an incarnation of Godhead, and he was certainly highly advanced, as Narada himself described in the previous verse. Even then, he consulted his spiritual master, and he took the instructions of his spiritual master to heart and followed them. So even when one is liberated, still he is eternally the servant of the spiritual master and dependent on the spiritual master's guidance. Here too we should not be astonished that Narada has in a way chastised Vyasadeva, because Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master also chastised him. Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master, as Lord Chaitanya describes in his own words, Guru Mori Murka Deki Karila Shashana, that my spiritual master said that I was a great fool and he chastised me. So Srila Prabhupada comments that one should always be ready to be chastised by the spiritual master to make further improvement. As soon as one thinks that he is perfect and is beyond the chastisement of the spiritual master, then he's fallen. And as long as he remains the humble servant of the spiritual master and is always ready to be chastised by him and corrected by him, then he remains perfect, or at least on the path to perfection. So Sri Narada also chastised his disciple Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva was pleased to accept his instruction, not only for his own benefit, but for the benefit of the whole world, for the benefit of the people that would come to read Srimad Bhagavatam in the future. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Grantha Raj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nityai Gaura Premanande.